Hey you, I am so glad that you are here. This is Jessica with Fantabulosity, which is a lifestyle blog where I feature a ton of ideas to inspire you for your very real and very busy life. Things like easy recipes that you can make on a weeknight for your family, real fashion inspiration that you can pick out and not spend an arm and a leg on, home organization ideas, tips and tricks to simplify your life, to make things a little bit easier, and so much more. So you may be saying, all right, Jessica, the shower diaries? What exactly does that mean? Well, let me tell you really quick, and then I'm going to dive into our first episode on how saying yes to the wrong things and saying no to the right things could be something that you're living right now and could be something that you really can improve to help add some simplicity and a little more happiness to what you got going on right now. All right, so here in the Shower Diaries podcast, you are going to hear about so many different topics, and it could range from time management tricks to how to stock your pantry for quick weeknight meals, how to organize at home, how to handle that kid problem that you're currently dealing with school, or just about anything. Because let's face it, our lives are not niched down into one particular topic. So why not listen to a podcast, create a podcast, and talk about all the things. Because if we all have tricks up our sleeves, there's no point in keeping them to ourselves. We might as well share them with other busy moms so we can find a little bit more happiness in this crazy, very real, and very busy life that we have. All right, so let's dig in. So I wrote a blog post on the blog, and if you haven't been to the blog yet, if this is your first time meeting me and I'm meeting you for the first time, welcome. I'm so glad that you're here. It's fantabulosity.com, and like I said, it's a lifestyle blog, so when you visit over there for the first time, you'll see just about anything that you'll want to see. Now, keep in mind that I say anything that you want to see, but it all pretty much has to do with living a life that's very real. I mean, we live very busy lives, so if we can make it easier, why not? So I typically, no matter what topic it is, I typically try to help simplify things, but yet make them enjoyable, because that's what life's all about. You know, enjoying the important things, the things that matter, having fun while we're doing it, but yet dealing with the realness of life. So on the blog post of how saying yes to the wrong things could be stealing hours from your day, I totally poured my heart out in this. And I gotta admit, I got some great feedback from that, because I think a lot of us struggle with saying yes to things that we don't want to say yes to and saying no to things that we don't want to say no to. And for instance, saying yes to being asked to volunteer for the umpteenth time of a project or an organization that you're a part of. Now, don't get me wrong, and don't hear what I'm not saying. That's a quote from my preacher, by the way. Don't hear what I'm not saying. I'm not saying you should say no to things like that of helping others. But sometimes when it starts to interfere with our lives and starts causing us stress, starts conflicting with our schedules, it can give us anxiety, it can stress us out, and it can really turn bad for us and for those around us. So sometimes it's okay to say no. And I understand it's difficult to say no. I do. I had a hard time saying no for a very, very long time until I learned how to, and now it's so much easier. So let's dive right in. I want to talk to you about this, and it leans in the direction of time management. I know. Did your stomach just turn a little? I get that. But you know what? I'm often hearing, Jessica, I just don't have enough time to spend with my family. There aren't enough hours in the day. I'm working, running the kids to all of their events, cooking dinner, doing the laundry, and the list goes on. I just can't manage it all. Or I hear, I'm only one person and everyone wants something from me. Well, sister, let me tell you, I have said those exact words myself. I've been there. I get it. So if you're like I was and you're experiencing time management anxiety, I want you to try to explore saying no by emotion and yes with a plan. Now let me explain. Usually we're doing the opposite. So many of us are saying yes with emotion. A girlfriend sends us a text and says, "Hey girl, let's meet for lunch." Okay, you know, you think to yourself, "Yes, I haven't seen her in so long." Or maybe even the opposite. "Oh man, I don't want to go to lunch with her today. Either she gets on my nerves or I just don't have the time for it." I get that. But, you know what? I'm going to say yes because I care what she thinks. Or I'm going to say yes because I'm excited and I haven't seen her in a long time. So you're saying yes with emotion instead of yes with a plan. Or, you know, if you're looking for more hours in the day, let's dissect this a little bit in this kind of scenario to see if something we can realign in this busy life that you're struggling with. So, using something like the example of wanting to go to lunch, you can answer yes with emotion. But what happens? What are you saying no to when you're saying yes to something that you don't really want to do? Now, what if instead your girlfriend texts and says, "Hey, let's do lunch today." Take the emotion out of the equation, pause, and plan. Only say yes if you have a plan, if you have the time to do it, if it won't emotionally drain you, do it, or say no. Now, people pleasers, beware. And I'm talking to the choir here. I am a chronic people pleaser. Saying yes before pausing and planning can easily result in having to back out of something at the last minute or completely forgetting about it, which is causing stress and craziness for someone else. So, say you say yes emotionally to meeting your friend for lunch. Sounds good. She's so excited. 30 minutes before you're supposed to meet her, you're stressed to the max. Or you're really beaten on yourself for saying yes. You just can't imagine going to lunch with her because she's such a negative Nelly and she drains you. So 30 minutes before you're supposed to meet, you back out. You totally decide, "I can't do it. I just can't do it." If you're a people pleaser, don't you think that person's going to be a little bit aggravated that you've canceled at the last minute because you agreed to do something by saying yes with your emotions instead of thinking, really, truly thinking about it? Maybe she's already left. Maybe she's already got a babysitter. Maybe she's already left her house when it would have been so much easier. And when she texted you that morning to say, "You know what? No, I can't meet for lunch today. I'm so sorry." Now, saying no is hard. I get that. Do you need a little help on how to say no? I get that. I struggled with it for a long time of how to say no, and I was afraid what would happen if I said no. Now, let me tell you a little something. Now that I've learned how to say it, this is what's happened. You guys, I still have friends. Now, did some drift away because I didn't make every single thing that I was invited to? Sure. But is that really who I consider a friend anyway? To be honest, this also made time for me when I said no. It also made time to make new friends who I truly believe will be around forever and who are my true friends. I also started spending more time with my boys. The mom guilt started fading away when I started saying no. Fading away, you guys. We all struggle with mom guilt. I'm not saying I don't ever experience it, but when I started saying no to things that I truly didn't have the time for or I truly didn't want to do, it opened up so much more time to do and spend the time on things that I really wanted to. I had time for the things that mattered to me, and I all of a sudden had time to live and love like Jesus and take care of people in my life who really needed the help. For so long, I spent so much time trying to people please and to do the things that society says I'm supposed to do that I was putting things like myself, my family, the people in my life who really need help or who really matter on the back burner. And now that I look back and see that, I just want to slap myself upside the face and say, "Jessica, what were you doing? How much time was wasted of you trying to impress Susie when so-and-so in your family could have really used you in that horrible time in their life?" I wish I could go back in time. I really do. Now, one last thing about that is I saved money. Now, I know we all like a good deal. We don't like budgets. I get that. I hear you, sister. But we do like to get a good deal, and we like bargain shopping. So when I say I save money, yes. Why? Because saying no meant that I didn't have to spend it on gas to run all over God's country, grab takeout snacks at the gas station because it'd be 10 o'clock at night before we got home from soccer, or just whatever else it is that took away from what I really wanted in life. I saved money because I'm not running around like a chicken with my head cut off. I have more time to cook dinner for my family instead of grabbing takeout every night if I don't want to. So yeah, I saved money. Now I hear you, Jessica, but what if? You're dreaming. I have to work. My husband travels for work and I'm a single mom. My kids want to do all the activities that they do and I want them to be able to have that option. And we can't wear dirty clothes every day. I have to do laundry. I can't say no to that stuff. I hear you. But you are listening to this podcast and you're still on here for a reason. And by that, I mean that you truly believe that you want to see a change in your day. And all I'm asking is that you just take a little bit of initiative to look at your day tomorrow, next week, next month, whatever feels comfortable for you, and think, what can I say no to open up the time for what matters that I want to prioritize for? It can be 5 minutes. It can be 5 hours, whatever feels right for you. I just want to encourage you to look at that and just give it a try and see what comes of that. Now, I've been talking about this, Jessica, or the how to say no. I understand how hard that can be. And when I would say no, you know what I'd also do? I would say things like, no, because I have to do this. And I would even make up plans so I could get out of doing something else so I could say no. So let me give you some examples of how to say no. When someone asks you to do something, maybe say something like, I'm so sorry, I wish I could, but I can't. That's it. Notice I didn't have to give a reason why. If you're a chronic people pleaser, sometimes you get caught in the trap of having to explain why you are disappointing them. Friend, you don't have to explain why. And let me tell you something else. If that little thing disappoints them, maybe it goes back to, are they really that good of a friend or not? Now, here's another example. Gosh darn it, I already have something scheduled for that day or I would. Now listen, I already have something scheduled. You don't have to tell them what that is. And you know what? If you've scheduled me time or you've scheduled time with your kids and for your family to go away to the park, that's okay. That's still something you have scheduled or something you're planning on doing. That's okay. Or how about, you know, I wish I could, but I won't be able to make that one. But I'm really wanting to help. Can I donate money or help out ahead of time or afterward in some way? So that way, if saying no is really, really hard, you're still saying no. But if you truly do want to help with whatever it is that you're saying no to, there are other ways that you can help instead of spending your time. Now, how about, and this is the last thing I want to touch on, but how about when you're saying yes to something you don't really want to be saying yes to? How much time have I spent on Facebook today? For real. Can we just own that for a minute? I'm totally guilty of that. Maybe it wouldn't hurt to delete the app for just a bit so you can spend that time focusing on something that you've been wanting to spend time on. You can easily reinstall that app, can't you? I mean, for real, it takes a few minutes. Uninstall that app. Use that 10 minutes for something that you want to make a priority in your life, whether it's folding that load of laundry or sitting down and coloring with your kids, whatever that is. Because if you can lay your head down at night, no matter how small you think it is, if you can lay your head down at night and go, I actually had intentional time today to get done and focus on what mattered to me. Friend, I'm telling you, that satisfaction that you have that night when you lay your head down at night, there's nothing like it. You don't have to conquer the world in one day to have that feeling of success or satisfaction. Start small. Take baby steps. Use a few minutes here and there by saying yes to the right things and no to the wrong things. Thank you so much for listening, guys. This first episode, woo, my heart is a pumping. I'm so passionate about this topic because I've been there. I've been where you are, and I've seen what it's like now to say no to the things that don't matter. I've seen the kind of outcome I can have from that, and I want to share that with you all. And I cannot wait to share so many more epiphanies, strategies, tools, inventions, whatever it is that we all come up with in the shower when we're standing in there washing our hair. We're not distracted by our phones or our computers or our kids or our TVs. It's like our minds finally have a minute to think and to remember what's important. And with that, I want to take all the things that I learn and other moms that I'll have on the show soon. I want to take all those things and share those with you because I think no matter what the topic is, we can all find a little humor, we can find a little inspiration, and we can all find new tools in just about any area of life that we're looking for. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.